Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Joining me now, the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer, back here in Houston at NRG Stadium. A tough one.
I've recovered.
Quickly. You're bouncing back.
Yeah, I'm in bounce back mode, baby. Tennessee Titans on Sunday. Come on. Pittsburgh was going to be tough. We all knew it. Look, I know that was a heartbreaker, and it was a 24-point run by the opponent for the second consecutive game. Just unbelievable stuff. It can't happen again, can it? Well, the Texans are going to do their best to make sure it doesn't. Against a divisional opponent, these are their arch rivals. It's a big game.
Well, we'll talk about that in a little bit, but let's wrap this one up. Obviously, that was just devastating, that last 2 minutes, 54 seconds, whatever it was, of that first half for the 24 points. But there were a few highlights and some good things to talk about, specifically getting off to a quick start, which is what we talked about all of last week.
Offensively, 13-0 lead. Defensively, they make some nice stops early. And our HCC play of the game, HCC start here, go anywhere. Well, Whitney Merciless, who got another start, made a big play, and J.J. Watt capitalized as well. The strip sack by number 59, and then Watt with the fumble recovery. Patty, that's his ninth. That's a new team record. He breaks D'Amico Ryan's mark.
All right, well, let's put that one behind us and move on to the Tennessee Titans, the second divisional game for the Houston Texans. This one, Mark, on paper, seems very winnable for the Houston Texans.
Well, you'd think so. They're 2-5, Patty, and they've had all sorts of problems at quarterback. Jake Locker got hurt again. Charlie Whitehurst has been starting for them. A lot of mystery surrounding the quarterback position heading into the week. Is it Whitehurst, Locker, or rookie Zach Mettenberger? All that aside, they have not got what they've wanted defensively or offensively. Ken Whisenhunt, new head coach. It's been a rough go for them. But look, you're in the division. It's a rivalry. Anything can happen. Can't let your guard down with this one.
Yeah, in fact, I had a chance to talk to Bill O'Brien and ask him exactly that. What challenges on all three facets of the game that this Tennessee Titan team poses?
You know, offensively, they've, obviously Locker's been injured. But when he's in there, he's made a lot of plays for him. He's athletic. He's got a strong arm. He's played a lot of football in this league. When Whitehurst went in there, you know, he's played well. He looks like he runs the offense the way Wiz wants it to be run. And they have a very good offensive package. Coach Whisenhunt does a great job with that scheme and what they do. At tight end, Delanie Walker is one of the best in the league. They've got a really strong receiving core. Their running backs, even though there's been some injuries there, the guys that have played, the rookie Sankey, he's playing well for them. Their offensive line is big and athletic, so it's a challenge. You know, it's a challenge for us, just like it is every week. Defensively, they're stout, they're tough, they're athletic. They play well as a defense together. They communicate well. It'll be a big challenge for us on that side of the ball also, like it is every week. Special teams-wise, good kicker, good punter, guys that can return the ball, punt returners, kick returners. So we've got to be on top of our game in that area too. And, you know, it's the same every week. You know, different schemes, different players, but every week's a big challenge, and this is no different.
And Mark, OB went on to talk a little bit about Jadeveon Clowney's possible return. It will be a game-time decision on Sunday, but he said he was moving well, and it'll be interesting to see because, you know, Whitney Merciless really these last couple of weeks has played well, probably his best couple of games in a long time. It'll be interesting to see how he does possibly work back into this group.
You look at all the tackles for a loss for Whitney, a couple of sacks in the Pittsburgh game, really playing well off the edge. And Bill O'Brien also said that, yeah, Jadeveon Clowney, he can add a lot to this lineup, no doubt, but it's not like he's going to play 70, 80 plays when he gets back. It's going to be a ramp-em-up process, just work him in with some probably some obvious pass rush situations, long down and distance for the opponent. Let him fire off the ball, go after the quarterback, and there's going to be some kind of rotation anyway, like they've been using all season long. But, man, to have Clowney, Merciless, and Brooks Reed in that rotation is going to be strong.
Yeah, and that's something that really holds true as well. In fact, you look at guys like Justin Tuggle, Mike Muhammad, who made his first start. This is whether they're in a nickel package, whether they're in a dime package. It's just interesting to see how they can kind of plug and play these guys.
Well, you look at the inside linebacker position. Yes, Tuggle has started a bunch of games along with Cushing when they're in base, but Muhammad has worked his way in there, plays a lot in the sub packages. But, yes, he did get his first start, and I know, Patty, you had a chance to catch up with him this week.
Let's start with the game in Pittsburgh. Monday night, you got your first NFL start. Kind of a big stage to do it on, but how exciting was that for you?
Yeah, I mean, Monday night, you can't beat it, you know. National TV, you know, only game on, big crowd. So, yeah, it was definitely a lot of fun.
Well, you're a guy that's been bounced around on a couple different teams, a couple different practice squads, Jacksonville, Denver, you know, Houston last year. How maybe has that helped you to understand and learn different systems to kind of bring you to where you are today?
Yeah, definitely have seen my fair share of different systems. And I think one thing that helps me is you start to understand more of just general football concepts. And so then, you know, with Rack's defense now, it kind of helps. You kind of know what the weaknesses of the call is and where you expect the ball to go and different things like that.
Well, it's interesting because you talk about kind of football smart and learning, and here you're a Cal Berkeley guy. You got a degree, a 3.4, whatever it was, GPA. You're a smart guy. What's the difference between being book smart, being football smart? And how do you kind of apply? Obviously,
I think the biggest thing is, you know, with football, I mean, you're out there doing it at, you know, full speed with another guy trying to take your head off. So you have to be able to recall it, you know, just on the spot. Whereas with school, you know, you're sitting down, you're kind of going at your own pace. So there's definitely a big difference between school smart and football smart.
What's the progression of the season been like for you? I mean, just from, you know, just kind of personally and kind of seeing what the team is doing.
We started off with those two quick wins, which was huge, especially coming off of last year, just to get that taste out of our mouth. You know, we've been playing pretty good ball, but, you know, we've lost three straight now, and that definitely hurts. And, you know, as a team, we know we're a lot better than that. And unfortunately, there's been, you know, there's a few mishaps here and there, and we're just on the short end of the stick. We're going to keep fighting, and, you know, we have a lot better team than what our record shows. And, you know, hopefully, starting this week with Tennessee, we can turn that around.
You talk about being a much better team. There's so much talent, especially when you look at this linebacker position, so much depth. Are you a pretty close unit, whether you're inside linebackers, outside linebackers, and is there anybody that really kind of has maybe taken you under their wing a little bit and kind of shown you the ropes?
Definitely Cush. You know, he's the leader of the group. We all kind of, follow in his footsteps, so to say. And, yeah, I think we're a very tight-knit group. We meet together, we have front seven dinners, different things like that, and just to build that camaraderie, and that way when we're on the field, we know we can count on each other next to each, you know, the guy next to you, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He's going to be there for you, you're going to be there for him.
What kind of things do you like to do off the field?
In the off season, I played a lot of golf. Right now during the season, just watch a little bit of film, bone up on my assignment, and then spend time with my wife and son.
You know, I read that you had grew up with five sisters. Is that true?
Yes, five younger sisters. Luckily,
no brothers.
No brothers.
So, what was life like in the Muhammad household with five girls and you?
It was very hectic, especially mornings before school with everybody trying to get ready. Mirror space was at a premium with five sisters. So.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the upcoming game with the Titans. When you look at their offense, and I don't know how much of the film you've got into yet this week, with the short week, but what do you see? What's going to be the key for this defense to stop them?
It starts with stopping the run. If a team can run the ball all over you, they can dictate the tempo of the game and everything like that. So, you know, we definitely have to stop the run. And, and then in the passing game, they have a lot of weapons. You know, they have Walker and Wright and, you know, all these speedy guys. So we're going to have our hands full, whichever way you look at it.
Five sisters. How do you survive that? If you could deal with that, you could deal with any NFL environment, I would think.
Well, there is a concept.
Yes.
All right, we have to take a time out here on Texans Huddle, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll talk about some more women. That's the Lady Texans, as well as DJ Squaringer will tell you what's in his locker. Stay with us.